This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Now, St. Louis TV station Fox 2 did an investigation into the police department for the suburb of Kinloch. The station found some police cars had not been registered with the state and the community had not insured the vehicles. The city held a special meeting to talk about the issues raised by the story. But when a reporter from the station tried to enter the public meeting with a camera, he was stopped by police and eventually arrested.
And not only that, but the reporter, I really think, even went above and beyond because they posted a sign outside the meeting that said no audio or video recording allowed without prior permission, which is illegal, by the way.
Right.
It violates the statute. Fox 2 realized that they did an investigative story. They found some stuff. The city council was trying to figure out how to deal with it. The reporter went in and said, I'm going to be there tonight. I'm going to be there with a camera. I just wanted to give you the heads up. And the police at that time said, well, of course, it's a public meeting. You have permission. Go ahead. But then when he showed up at the meeting, he tried to get in and they ended up arresting him.
Yeah, I think this story is definitely something that I can use as a teachable moment for student journalists, because this is something that shows you journalists had the right. They had every right to go into that meeting, record, and get the story. And they were stopped. And although I believe this police captain probably knew the law, he didn't let the journalist in with the camera. It ended up being that this person was arrested, and then someone else from their TV station had to come in without a camera and cover the meeting.
I would not assume that the police captain that arrested him knew the law. I would not assume that.
That's a scary thing. And as journalists, you need to know that even though you know the law, some people don't. And even the higher ups, we're talking about a police captain who may or may not have known the law, but the journalist surely did know the law, and he was still arrested. So it shows you, even though you're doing the right thing, you can still be arrested for it and then have to go and defend yourself.
It's very clear to me that what happened here was the city council was incredibly embarrassed. A relatively small town was caught doing things that are patently wrong.
Cutting corners, and
putting their citizens at additional financial risk. And they were embarrassed by it, and they didn't want any more cameras pointed at them while they tried to fix this mess. And they singled out the station that did the original report on it. And it's worth noting that in the original report, they did contact the city and they talked to them about it. It's not like the city's point of view and their response was not included in the original story.
It was not an ambush job.
No, not at all.
I'd like to commend the reporter for the way he handled it as he was being arrested. I think a lot of times you might see a reporter try and ham it up a little bit and showboat a little bit. Mm-hmm. This reporter was very calm and was explaining that he had a right to go in there. And he's, even while the cuffs were being placed on him, he maintained his composure. And when, Jasmine, you talk about teachable moments for students, I think that's something they need to recognize, too, that raising your voice, getting into a shouting match with them is not going to help anything. You have the law on your side, so just be very calm about it and try to explain it to that officer.
He definitely does have the law on his side here. Regardless of how calm he was still charged with disorderly conduct and failure to comply. So those are the charges that he's actually facing right now.
Well, and the thing is that if he, even though he had a legal right to do it, had he resisted, had he made a big deal about it, had he yelled and screamed and said, no, I have a right to be in this meeting, then even though he did have a right to be in there, the actions that he took in protest of his arrest could be used against him to enforce the charge of disorderly conduct. So it's one of those things where you're in a no-win situation there, and the best thing to do is to comply with the direction, you know, peacefully assert your rights, but once they make a decision that they're going to arrest you, Be calm, be peaceful, and allow it to happen so that the law is on your side.
It would be nice if perhaps the state would send someone to the community, Kinloch, and have a sit down with city officials, with the police department, others who might engage with the public and with the media and talk to them about the Sunshine Law in Missouri and open meetings laws so they get a little bit of training out of this and perhaps know if something like this comes up again, they'll know how to handle it and understand what the law is. I think a little training for people in the city might be helpful in this case.
Well, it's not like this is a new law, and I think you guys are being very understanding of them. When you watch the video, it just seems like this police captain is being a bully to the reporter.
Agree.
And I hope that we do show a link on the website.
There is a link to this on the website, website.
I think it's important just for people to know, journalists, I mean, we go out there, we face sometimes things that you wouldn't imagine, but we go out and face them and we tell the story. And if things are if we're impeded from doing our job, then it's very likely the public also will be impeded. And that's why you want journalists out there going after things like this.
And if you watch that video, the link's on our website, watch the end of the story, because they interview a citizen who was in the meeting who said, look, the news reporters need to be here because mm-hmm. they tell the truth mm-hmm. and we need that. And having that voiced by a citizen who lives in that community, who wanted to know what's going on with their government, that's probably the best evidence that we have for journalists.
And I mentioned the training because the Illinois Attorney General's office will come around to communities every once in a while. The public access counselor or a representative from that office will come around to communities and do a little training with people in local governments just so to make sure they understand what the law allows.
Well, but then again, you talk about training. It wouldn't surprise me if the majority of people who are involved in city government there do know about it, but all it takes is one city council member who mm-hmm. takes one police captain aside and says, make sure those guys from Fox 2 don't get in here. Mm-hmm. And then all it takes is one or two people to not know the law, and then you have a situation like we have here.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more A Shop Talk.